Hello, everyone. I'm Claire Mattis, and you're listening to Seeking Refuge News. This week, we'll be talking about the protests that have erupted in India after the Indian government announced on Monday that the Citizenship and Amendment Act, or CAA, which was passed in 2019 but not fully enforced, will now be brought into effect. The CAA will come into full force on the eve of elections and is India's first religion-based citizenship test, discriminating against Muslims and other refugees. This act has brought about critiques from many student groups throughout the country, as well as human rights groups and state government leaders. So, what made this act controversial? According to Prime Minister Narendra Modi of the Bharatiya Janata Party, the goal of the CAA is to help the persecuted. An article from The Intercept says that he has framed the CAA as a noble effort to welcome Hindus who are oppressed in neighboring Muslim-majority countries. However, the intricacies of the law make it clear that it will prevent many Muslim refugees from entering India. Before the law was passed, all foreign nationals must spend 11 years in India before gaining citizenship eligibility. Now, the CAA will expedite this process to only 5 years for certain groups fleeing persecution who arrived before December 31st, 2014. These groups are Hindus, Buddhists, Jains, Christians, Parsis, and Sikhs, seeking asylum from Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. According to Al Jazeera, Muslim asylum seekers will still need to wait 11 years and, unlike other religious groups, will be required to have valid documentation to justify their presence. This means that once they reapply for citizenship through the online portal provided by the government, they will become refugees, and in order to re-enter, many will need the proper documentation, which is unlikely that they'll have. Additionally, the passage of the National Register of Citizens, which is designed to deport people without the proper papers, is leaving very few options for Muslim asylum seekers. Although the law is only in effect in the northeast state of Assam, many fear that it will become a nationwide policy. With these two policies combined, the country would be able to deport all illegal immigrants and only allow re-entry to Hindus, Sikhs, Parsis, Buddhists, Jains, and Christians, according to Al Jazeera. Modi has denied any wrongdoing, but many critics have noted that previous anti-Muslim actions this year, such as the move to strip Kashmir of autonomy back in August of 2023, and a long history of violence and breaches of international law in the 6 detention centers located in Assam, where majority Muslim asylum seekers are being held, says The Intercept. The Hindu writes that West Bengal chief minister says the CAA would take away rights and lead people to detention camps, later stating, "Those who are being asked to apply, the moment they apply, from becoming citizens, they will become illegal refugees. What will happen to your properties, your jobs, and the studies of your children? Everything will be declared illegal." These actions have drawn criticism from all over the country, with hundreds of thousands of protesters, majority being students. However, The Intercept noted that some students were protesting against the anti-Muslim policies, while others were protesting the expedited process for any group of immigrants. According to Al Jazeera, many are regarding the actions of the BJP as unconstitutional, citing Article 14 of the Constitution, saying, "The state shall not deny to any person equality before the law or the equal protection of the laws within the territory of India." Human Rights Watch has also declared this discriminatory against Muslims. We will be sure to keep you updated on the latest news regarding refugees worldwide. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again on Seeking Refuge News.